840 KTIC, 107.9 The Bull, and I'm Dwight Lane with Gary Faltus. Gary, how are you today?
Very good, thank you.
Thank you for coming in today. First, before we talk about the live radio theater coming up, tell us just a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a researcher, and I work with a contract research organization in Oakland, and we do some animal health products.
Well, we thank you for coming in to talk about something that is going to be absolutely a ton of fun, live radio theater. Take a sentimental journey, and there's going to be a performance at West Point Community Theater. You're going to hear that later on in June sometime on 840 KTIC. Tell us about the live radio theater.
Live radio theater is a collection of interviews, skits, music, fictitious advertising, sing-alongs, comedy routines that will be performed at the West Point Community Theater on June 7th at 7 o'clock before a live audience. And then the performance will be recorded and played back on KTIC at a later date. We're trying to create an atmosphere, a nostalgic atmosphere, similar to what we heard on radio in the 1940s.
Tell us what gave birth to this idea.
Well, the theater wanted to bring back the golden age, as you said, of radio to Northeast Nebraska. It was a time in the early 20s to about the mid-60s when families could gather around the radio, listen to their favorite program, and transport their daily lives to a simpler time and place. We wanted to recreate that nostalgia of 1940s rural Nebraska. Also, the live radio theater is in conjunction with the theater anniversary celebration.
If you've not been in that theater, you need to come in and check it out, especially for this event, June 7th.
Absolutely. It really started in 1968. A number of individuals formed an acting group that started all this local plays and performance that we still enjoy today. It is the 50th anniversary of the gathering of these, we can call them thespians. Also, 10 years ago, the theater revitalization project began, and it was initiated with the fundraising and the construction of a movie theater. Early remodeling projects culminated in the first showing of the movie in early 2009. So we're going on a decade of showing movies.
Let's talk a bit about the actual performances, the players, much more.
Well, we have a number of skits. In our tribute to baseball, Barry Johnson and Logan Hoyt will be reenacting the old Abbott and Costello routine. Who's on first? Do you remember that,
Absolutely,
Dwight?
Yeah. Yep.
Who's on first? What's on second? I don't know who's on third. Yeah. The church ladies will be making an appearance to instruct ladies how to behave in church. And there is a mystery about the Great Cucumber Caper of Cumming County. Bum, bum, bum.
We have Robin Schroeder involved, Dana Leffler, also 840 KTIC 107.9, the Bulls, recent addition to our on-air staff and lineup, Kevin Cooper as the narrator and host.
Well, Kevin is our MC, and he's going to be leading us through the event. Robin Schroeder is our featured singer. She's going to be singing Sentimental Journey, much like Doris Day did with the Les Brown Band, Renowns. Then Dana Leffler is our Joe Mannix. He is going to be doing our mystery and talking to us about some of the adventures of Joe Mannix.
If someone wants to go on that 7 p.m. June 7th performance, do they need to know anything in advance? Does it cost anything?
Because this is an anniversary celebration, West Point and surrounding communities will be our invited guests. The price for the ticket will be a free will offering to continue the revitalization of the facilities and the promotion of educational programs and theatrical entertainment. So we're raising some money, but it's a free will offering to keep our activities going. You will, however, need a ticket. Those tickets are available from the board members of the theater, or tickets will be available at the door at the evening performance.
Sentimental Journey, this is June 7th, 7 p.m., West Point Community Theater, and it'll be recorded, edited, and then played back on AM 840 KTIC West Point at a later date sometime in June, and we're going to arrive at that broadcast date very soon. Gary, anything else to add?
Well, I'd like to invite the audience. They will be participating in the evening's event as laugh and applause soundtrack. We're going to have a sing-along, much like the old Mitch Miller TV show. And again, that is June 7th at 7 o'clock at the West Point Community Theater in downtown West Point. We have another event coming up later in the summer. It's a professionally performed traveling theater group from Hickman. They'll be presenting Bonnie and Clyde the Musical. And we've had many, many musical groups. This will be our first professional theatrical performance. So watch for advertisement and how to purchase tickets.
Gary Faltis, we appreciate you coming in today on KTIC in the Bull. Have a great day.
Thank you.